For today's In Touch, I talked to Doris Park about a grant she recently received to do a bust of Ding Darling for Lake Darling State Park. We'll start off with her explaining what made her want to do a bust of this famous cartoonist and conservationist.
It's an idea I've had for a long time, actually. I have been involved with the Lake Darling State Park, partly because I'm one of Washington County's Soil and Water Commissioners, and I have been involved in some of the lake cleanup project, at least peripherally. I certainly knew about it and worked with Stan Simmons a little bit on getting the lake cleaned up, you know, and reconstructing the dam and all the things that they've done out there. So I got into it that way, and then I later became involved with the group, the Friends of Lake Darling, that was raising money to rebuild the lodge out there, and raised quite a lot of money to create a beautiful lodge. And I did the donor tree that's out there, which is a big wall-mounted bronze sculpture of a tree with wood elements that were done by the DNR wood shop, and bronze animals and things, and bronze leaves that I cast from some of the leaves from Lake Darling. The leaves have the names of the donors on them.
That would be for the Lake Darling project?
Yes. I did that several years ago, and I was kind of an admirer of Ding Darling. I just knew about him primarily through some of the other artwork I had done, where I had worked on entering duck stamp competitions, and I was kind of researching the history of duck stamps, and I found out that Ding Darling had done the first duck stamp in 1934. So I had suggested at that time that they commission me to do a bust of Ding Darling for the lodge, but they were raising money for several other projects, and they said it was, you know, everyone thought it was a real nice idea, but they didn't have the money to go ahead with it, and I didn't have the money to just do it, you know.
Sure. And what year was this?
What, about 5 years ago, I think, that I was working on that.
Okay. We've come to this point, and you recently were...
Yes, I recently applied and received a grant from the Iowa Arts Council so that I could do the bust in conjunction with the DNR, and we've planned out a nice site for it, and the DNR is going to help with the creation of the other amenities and the pedestal that the bust is going to go on. It will be near the entrance of the park. I was very pleased to receive the grant from the Iowa Arts Council, which I must thank in all my press releases. So the Department of Cultural Affairs, of which they're a branch, and that is a branch of the National Endowment for the Arts. They are responsible for these grants, and they give out a few of them every year. It's a pretty hard grant to get.
And how much was this grant for?
$4,250.
Now, how much will that help with this project? Will that cover the cost, or?
I have to raise matching cash for one half of that amount and get in-kind donations for the other half. I have raised nearly all of that. I've raised $1,250 at this point.
Okay. With that amount, are you still looking for donors?
Yes, I'm still looking for a few more donors. It's going to be a long project. It will probably take me quite a bit of the winter to do the sculpture and to cast it, where the completion date for the project is in June, so we'll probably be installing the bronze sculpture in June after we've built the pedestal and after I've done all the clay modeling and the bronze casting of the bust.
Will you have an unveiling for that, or will you kind of tie it into the opening of the new Lake Darling State Park?
I'm going to have an unveiling when I get it in place. I'm going to definitely have some kind of a ceremony. I'm working with the city of Brighton. They're planning to do, I think they're going to do at least a small event this fall called Ding Darling Days, which we hope will become an annual event in Brighton. I don't think we've set the date yet. It might, Ding Darling's birthday was the 21st of October, so it might be around then. I just got this grant about a week ago, so I haven't gotten rolling on all the arrangements, but I am going to meet with them and talk about when we could hold the Ding Darling Days and what it would be this year.
That was my conversation with Doris Park. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.